Prague, which has gained an unenviable reputation as a destination for stag nights and pub crawls, has become the latest European city to propose a radical assault on Airbnb and other short-term letting platforms, as over-tourism threatens to overwhelm it and drive out residents. Under plans by the city's liberal mayor, property owners would be barred from leasing out entire flats, except when it was their own home and they were temporarily vacating it. Tourists demanding Airbnb rentals would be limited instead to single rooms in accommodation where the owner also lived. The idea of the scheme is to give Prague back to the people of Prague and mitigate the negative effects of tourism. In the past, you could limit the amount of tourists in the city simply by approving a certain number of hotels of certain capacity during the process of building permits. Now, there is no possibility for the city to limit the accommodation capacity for tourists. Nearly 8 million tourists flocked to the city, total population 1.3 million, in 2018, up from 2.6 million in 2000. The result has been an increase in noise and disturbance to long-term residents and soaring property values and rents that have priced locals out of the housing market. This is far beyond the original idea of the shared economy, where you are supposed to let a tourist stay in your home, you cook the breakfast and you tell them something about your nice city, a city hall representative said. This is just a distributed hotel, where you abuse the comfort of other citizens in the city, the local residents, and seek your own profit at their expense. Apolina Ryklikova, a filmmaker, explained, "As a resident of the centre of Prague, I feel like a stranger in my city every day, and I'm not alone. These Prague apartment blocks aren't made for tourism. Tourists have different needs from locals," she said. "They need a 24-hour reception, where they can get into buildings when they need to. It doesn't work like that on Airbnb. It was a great idea at first, but not the way it is now." Prague is not alone in its stand against Airbnb. Amsterdam, Barcelona, Berlin, Bordeaux, Brussels, Krakow, Munich, Paris, Valencia, and Vienna signed a letter calling on the European Commission to update its laws. These short-term rentals are primarily for tourists at the expense of locals and families who want to live and work in our cities, the letter says.